on that jointly between my office and the CIO console, literally using this academy style, rotating people in while my office has provided some consistency of resource. We've been able to understand that as a group, the CIOs are quite powerful in driving a lot of the transformation and joining things up. That's going to perpetuate itself in the fiscal year 04 budget process. In early September, we get the budgets, we get the business cases. For the first time ever, the CIO Council and the CIOs have agreed that we're going to see some joint business cases, agencies actually joining up around this business architecture to figure out how to transform the effectiveness and efficiency of government.
Let me just ask you a basic management question then about how you work with the CIOs. What skills do you use in that relationship? They don't work for you directly. How do you make all this happen?
It's a mix of carrot and stick. The agencies that have career CIOs have gone through several months with a new administration coming in, new deputy secretaries and secretaries, new assistant secretaries for management, of essentially building the relationship with that career person. In that arena, there's an absolute role that I've had to play and that I should play, or whoever is in my role should play. A, to make sure that CIO is capable of doing what needs to be done, and B, of making sure that the political official understands the role of that CIO and the quality of that person, the ability of that person, the responsibilities of that person under the Clinger-Cohn Act. On the other side, there are some core processes that CIOs have to set up under the Clinger-Cohn Act, and the agencies are just now at the cusp of really taking to heart those processes as a new administration has become in control of those processes. I would say there are two in particular that we focused on, and they show up actually in the scorecard as well as what we're leveraging via the budget process. One is this concept of an enterprise architecture. Now, the Clinger-Cohn Act talked about each CIO setting up an enterprise IT architecture. We now know that that has to go way beyond IT if we're really going to drive performance improvement in the agency. It has to get into the business architecture. So we've held the CIOs accountable for doing that. And we've seen anomalies. We've seen some very, very good IT architects that have put together an enterprise architecture, a detailed enterprise architecture, that is not aligned with the business of the agencies, the Treasury Department, where their enterprise architecture doesn't at all address accounts payables or accounts receivables, or I should say didn't, before we engaged that discussion. Similarly, in the capital planning process, we want the IT architecture and the enterprise architecture to make the tough decisions, and then the risk management approach to be laid out in the business cases, and those to be embraced via capital planning process. The CIO has to force that to occur. They have to be involved in that process. And again, it's a carrot and stick approach to getting that to occur.
That's a good stopping point. Come back with us after the break as we continue our conversation with Mark Foreman of OMB. We'll ask him to take us through the different categories of the e-government initiatives when the Business of Government Hour continues.